بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت شکیب بغتی رحمتہ علیہ مینشن دیٹ دیئر آر فائیو ایکٹس آف عبادت فور فائیو اچیومنٹس. یس دیز فائیو ایکٹس آف عبادت دین یو ول اچیو دا آبجیکٹو شی ہیو مینشن دیئر. یو ہیو آلریڈی مینشن فور. فرسٹ واز that barakat in one's risk is in observance of the char salat or the duha salat, and the second one was light in the qabr, in the darkness of the qabr, that is in observance of the hajjud salat, and the third achievement was the answering the questions of munkir and nakir in the qabr. To angels answering their question, that will become easy by means of qiraat of the Quran Sharif. Tilawat of the Quran Sharif in abundance, then it will enable everyone to answer the questions of Munkir and Nakir. And fourth was crossing the Sirat, the full Sirat, the Sirat over Jahannam. Everyone will have to pass over there. That it will be achieved by fasting and sadaqah. That means fasting and sadaqah. Not only the farad fast, not only the farad sadaqah like that, such as zakat. No, it's nafil fasting, nafil sadaqah. And then we come now to the fifth achievement is the shade of Allah Ta'ala's arsh. The shade of Allah Ta'ala's arsh, that he says it is in the khalwat, in solitude, in seclusion, in cutting your ties with the public in general, meet people only when there is a need. And after the need has been fulfilled, then you withdraw again into seclusion. Without seclusion, ruhaniyat, spiritual progress, it is not possible. By mingling with people, one becomes involved in numerous evil, numerous acts, sinful acts. And one, the common one is ghibat. All the three people, they, when they're together, this is their main topic of discussion, is ghibat, concerned with other people, what other people are doing, and what they are saying, what is their imposition, etc. Comes in the hadith that the proof of a mu'min's iman, his sincerity, is that he does not heed the business of others. What others do, he is deaf to that, is blind to that, he's not concerned with the business and the affairs of others. Whereas find out everyone who is concerned with the next person, not concerned with his own self, where he's heading to, is he prepared for the qabr, prepared for maut, prepared for the qabr, prepared for the akhirat? No one is concerned with these important issues for which Allah Ta'ala has created us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innakum khuliqtum lid-dunya khuliqtum lil-akhirah, that you have been created for the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala has not created the mu'minin for this dunya. The dunya is just a temporary sojourn, temporary journey, where you have not been created and sent here to achieve worldly, material, monetary perfection. We are not here to perfect our material lives. We are here to struggle nothing against our nafs, and to make endeavors to try to perfect ourselves spiritually, and so that we are prepared for the meeting with Allah Ta'ala. So the arsh, the saya, or the shade of Allah Ta'ala's arsh, on that day when there is no shade, it is almost impossible for us to understand, to even picture what is Qiyamah. Now, some from the ahadith became a an impression. Example comes nowadays that at one juncture the people will be standing, millions, billions, trillions of all the people, or entire makhlukat, they will be standing in rows, in safs, away in the perspiration. In perspiration of different degrees of depth. Some will be standing in perspiration until the ankles, some until the knees, some until the chest, and some right until the noses. They will be immersed in perspiration. Depending on a person's sins, you know, the way you lead your life here. And everyone will be concerned with himself. Brother is not concerned with the brother, not the father, not with the son, the mother, not the daughter. Everyone will be for himself. And there will be no shade except the shade of Allah Ta'ala's arsh. Now the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will restrict the shade. Allah Ta'ala is the makhluk, creator, the khaliq. The arsh of Allah Ta'ala, that also in itself, is we cannot imagine what it is. It is a created object. It's a physical object. So vast and so huge that the entire creation, when we say creation, I'm not speaking of our dunya only, the world. Entire creation of Allah Ta'ala under the earth, it is said it's like in a vast desert. It was a small coin. In a vast desert, a small coin in the desert. So that coin, it has some relation. If you calculate it mathematically, it will have some relationship with that vast space. But this creation of Allah Ta'ala, under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, it does not have even that relationship. So small it is under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. This arsh of Allah Ta'ala, it is upheld by 8 malaika. On the day of Qiyamah, you will see 8 farishas, 8 angels. Now I imagine what type of angels they are. At the power of these angels. So it's not a world, I say the world is a dot. The arsh of Allah Ta'ala, entire creation is under that, is a small speck under that arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And this arsh of Allah Ta'ala is upheld by 8 powerful malaika. So, obviously the shape, that shape, it can, if Allah Ta'ala does not allow it, everything will be under its shade, but Allah Ta'ala will allow under that shade, and the shade will be restricted for certain categories of people. For example, in the Hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, such two people who befriended, became friends, not for the dunya, not for any worldly purposes, they are not business friends, they are friends for Allah Ta'ala's sake. To gain deen, to gain ruhaniyat, to gain ta'lim for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, they are friends. It's one class of people. Another class are young people who maintain their purity. Purity of their bodies, purity of their minds, purity of their eyes, purity of their heart, staying far away from every aspect of zina, zina of the eyes, zina of the mind, zina of the ears. They maintain the purity. They maintain their purity, these young people, and so they will be under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And then this Shaqiq Balkhi, rahmatullahi, was among the great awliya of the Tabi Ta'bin age. He says those who spend the time in khalwat, in seclusion, obviously, they spend the time what? In ibadat. In ibadat, in fikr, in reflecting about maut, about qabr, qiyamah, the journey ahead. There are many dangerous valleys to cross from the time of maut until qiyamah, until we reach our destination, which is in Jannah, which ultimately every mu'min will enter, even the sinners. Saqf al-Fujjar, after punished, being punished in Jahannam, they also will be taken out and they will ultimately go home, in, that is in Jannah. But before that time, from the time of Maut until the time of our home destination in Jannah, there are many dangerous valleys to cross. But must not be forgetful. Not here. This, the life of this dunya is playing a music for the kuffar. Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا الْخَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِمُ وَلَهُ وَالدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ فَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. That this worldly life is play and amusement that is fine. The people, they all indulge in merrymaking, completely forgetful of the realities and the dangers lying ahead. They indulge in merrymaking and such functions which take the mind always away from Allah Ta'ala. This is the way of the kuffar. But Allah Ta'ala said, but the life of the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala said, the abode in Allah, that is best. For who? For those who have taqwa, those who fear Allah Ta'ala. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. What, have you got no aqal, no sense? Can't you see the reality? Don't you understand the thing? Don't you see people dying around you? And yesterday was infants, then today they left the dunya. And you, look at your age. Look at your age, look at what has happened to the years, the past years. Everything has gone. It's like a flash of flame, the past years are gone. And the future, the time, the future will go even quicker. So, insan has to prepare himself for the time and adopt seclusion to the best of your ability. Once you have completed your worldly affairs, then you withdraw from the company of people and be at home. And the company of your family, that is not detrimental, it's not hard. When I say family, I mean your wife and your children. I'm not speaking of the broader family, cousins and uncles, and they are in their own homes. But in your own house, your wife and your family, that company is not harmful. It's not detrimental for your ruh. So, the more you spend your time in khalwat, in solitude, the more, the closer you will come unto Allah Ta'ala. And the closer you come unto Allah Ta'ala, the connection with Allah Ta'ala will become strong. And by virtue of that ta'aluk, that connection, you will enjoy the saya, or the shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade anywhere available. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.